Kia ora, Ko Phil Smith ahu. Nau mai ki te whare, welcome to the house. Even in a small political party, keeping every MP pointed in the same direction is a tough ask. But when your caucus is the biggest ever, it's a real handful. And that's before you consider having a legislative agenda you want to enact. I sat down to chat with two of Labour's team of four whips. These two.
Kieran McAnulty, MP for Wairarapa and Chief Government Whip.
Barbara Edmonds, MP for Mana and Associate Whip.
Associate Whip is not a normal title. You're a new thing, right?
I'm totally new. Even the Remuneration Authority goes only to 45 members, and so it's just a reflection of the majority that we have in the House. Yeah, so an Associate Whip. So I'm the baby whip, I think. Is it that way?
Never been an Associate Whip.
Yep.
Never been a fourth whip in a team. No one anticipated this under MMP that there'd be a caucus this size.
Yeah, there's just so many Labour MPs, the biggest caucus ever,
That
you needed an extra whip beyond what the rules actually covered, right?
That's right.
Or probably what Parliament paid for.
Correct, so we're sorting that out ourselves.
And the ratio, if you look at it, the actual principle around it is you have a whip to every 15 members.
Yeah.
So they just never, I don't think, dreamed that there would be a Parliament where there'd be more than 45 members in one particular caucus.
So if they're listening, maybe they'd like to reconsider that.
When called for, the clerk will conduct the party vote.
New Zealand Labour.
65 votes in favour.
Most people know of a whip as the person who calls out and says how many votes, you know, for, how many votes against on behalf of a party. You're the person who whips the votes. But that's a very shallow perspective on what a whip does, right? What are the other things you tend to cover?
There is the parliamentary procedural side, so you're right, we do vote on behalf of our party. Of course, in the old days, the idea of a whip was to make sure that your members voted the way you wanted them to. That's not so much the case now, because we do it on their behalf. It makes it a lot easier. But that's just the nature of MMP. But then there's the other aspects of it as well. I mean, we're dealing with a group of 65 people, and it doesn't matter what that group is, be it a rugby club or whatever. You're going to have things going on in each person's lives that they need support with, and that's what we're here for. So that's a primary focus of this team, is that we want to provide support to our members so that they can do the best for their communities, and also that they can be a valued member of their family. And they can't do that if they're under stress and under pressure and all that sort of stuff.
So you've got in your caucus, in your group of Labour MPs, a huge number of brand new MPs, including yourself, Barbara, who I imagine are quite lost a lot of the time and trying to figure out how this whole MP thing works. So part of your job is teaching them and supporting them, right?
As much as I can, but I think the role of both the whip and the whip's office is to provide that wraparound support. So with my background, having a bit of knowledge of how this place works, having been a ministerial advisor in the previous term, that helps to a certain extent. But once you're in here, it's a very, very different perspective. And, you know, the whips have a particular role, but also each member of the caucus has a particular role to support each other. So as a new member, I know I can look to class of 2017, our ministers for support. The way I garnered it is that you come back to the centre. If the whip's office is the centre or the whips are the centre, anything you need and support that you need, you come back to the centre if you can't find it anywhere else.
You were mentioning that you used to work in a minister's office as a senior ministerial advisor. And you would have thought that you had a clue what was going on from that perspective, but there's a big difference between government and parliament, right? What sorts of things did you sort of not see coming?
Massive difference. I think, one, the overwhelming feeling of being able to sit in the House, that's quite overwhelming for a newbie. The common question you get asked as a new MP is, are you enjoying it? And, you know, I'm quite honest. You have good days and you have bad days. And this person said to me, it's like starting any new job. The first 6 months is hard. And, you know, then you find your feet. So I just, it's a different perspective, but it's one that I definitely feel privileged to actually experience.
Now, you were a brand new whip as a brand new MP 3 years ago. Mm. And now you're the boss of the whips. It's quite a huge step up. I mean, senior whip is actually generally a pretty senior MP, right?
The chief whip is essentially the most senior member in caucus outside the executive. And in the current context of this parliament and the history of this party, this is a pretty pivotal role. And so the whip's team are hugely important. We need to make sure that things run smoothly, that we are able to get our legislative program across the line, but that there are no dramas at a personal level for our caucus members, but also that we use this as an opportunity to provide that support that Barb was talking about, but also upskill our MPs. It's an unusual and unique environment, Parliament, and so MPs can be here for, you know, 3, 6, longer, but come out and then struggle to get work. They can also be here and not have the opportunities to develop their skills so that they are better MPs. So one of the things we've brought in is a professional development program. We've hired someone in the WHIP's office to have a sole focus on that. We mentioned there's 4 WHIPs. Each have a delegation within the various components of a WHIP, and Barb works with me and the professional development advisor to run that program.
So how do the WHIPs break down, the 4 of you? What sorts of responsibilities do they particularly have?
Well, we have pastoral care. So if anyone needs any particular support, we've got a WHIP dedicated to that. We've got the personal professional development aspect of it. Then there's also the parliamentary procedure side of that as well. We also deal with caucus, so we've got finances, we've got budgets we need to deal with, a number of internal things that we need to make sure that keep running so that our team in Parliament is running relatively smoothly. So, and then we've got leave as well. So there's competing applications for leave. We're allowed 25% of our caucus away from precinct at any time without affecting our vote. You know, we need to decide who gets leave and who doesn't. There's a fine balance there between making sure that ministers have the space to be able to do their role, but local MPs are in the electorate when they need to be to do what they need to do there.
And you've got to make sure that everyone's where they say they are as well. I mean, that they're actually in the precinct. You've kind of got a discipline role, I suppose, as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, but they know that there is a requirement that if they do not have leave, they must be on the precinct at any given time. They don't necessarily have to be in the House, but they've got to be here for their vote to count. And they also know how serious it would be if they weren't here and there was a vote and we would have to go back and drop their vote. The focus would be on them. They'd have some explaining to do, and that's a very public process. So, yeah.
You say that with a hard stare. You can be appropriately scary when necessary, can you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Barb can answer that. I'd bugger if I know.
No comment.
Tell me more about the pastoral thing. How do you look after people?
Well, this comment is no reflection of our current caucus, but traditionally Parliament has been a very difficult place for relationships. And I'm conscious of that. And not just relationships with a partner, but children and also family as well. You know, we've got a relatively young caucus, so there's a lot of parents. There's still some grandparents around. People get sick, people die. There's a real life going on out there and people are living it. And we've got to do our bit to make sure that they are supported here. It's a bloody tough job, this. It's really demanding. I mean, let's take someone from, say, Southland or Northland, for example. Mm-hmm. Parliament sits on Tuesday to Thursday. They need to catch a flight on Monday to get here so that they're here in time for Parliament. They don't get home till Friday, so they haven't seen their family all week. Then they're in the electorate for the weekend. They're expected to go to events. So that's bugger all time with family. That causes strains. We need to be conscious of that and do what we can to actually assist them to continue to nurture the relationships that are important to them.
You've got the luckiness, Barbara, of actually being reasonably close. You're based in Porirua, I think.
Te Tahi Bay in Porirua. I mean, my husband also, we're quite fortunate that having been a ministerial advisor, the hours are pretty long as well. And my husband's a stay-at-home father. But he still needs that support because I'm no longer there to be able to help ferry a child to training or pick them up from training because the house doesn't rise until 10 p.m. at night. So it's a real juggling act, and especially for us new MPs, a lot of us, as Kieran has said, are young parents. Putting in some practical support measures like a family room, like we've got our parliamentary library for office for the new MPs, there's a family room in there because we've got some really young mums who will have their babies with them during that time. So just working through some of those practical life things that happen is an important part of this role as being a WHIP.
That's the human side. At the opposite end of the scale, to some extent, is the thing that people traditionally think of, which is the getting government legislation over the line, a paramount role, and something that would be really easy to screw up.
Oh, yeah. And when you do, it's pretty public. So we've got to keep our eye on things. And, you know, recently we've seen an example of what can happen in the House with the Electoral Amendment Act for the Māori wards. And so National were determined to try and delay this. It became pretty apparent to us that National had made a miscalculation and didn't realise that if it dragged out past lunchtime, then they'd miss out on their general debate and Members' Day. And that's exactly what happened. But we still had a job to do. And it doesn't matter how silly the other side look. We've got to get this across the line. And so they're doing their darndest to hold it up. You've got to be onto it. Otherwise, we could drag on for days.
Frequently, if I'm in the house watching proceedings or taking photos or something or other, see you sitting, because you're almost always in the house, it seems, see you sitting there looking through standing orders or speakers' rulings.
Yeah.
I imagine by this point you know them pretty well.
Oh, you know the guts of it. Like I wouldn't want to do a flashcard test on what number means what, but...
Well, they keep changing, which doesn't help.
Yeah, that's not ideal. But I guess the thing you need to learn is the, you know, the vibe of it, if to use a famous line from The Castle. And know where to look. So you know that you can't do something, but if you need to refer to a specific speaker's ruling, you know how to get there quickly. And also I've been saying to Barb and Willow and Duncan, who none of whom were in the Whips team last time, but, you know, they were the ones that I wanted because they'd shown some interest or they'd got particular skills or whatever. It hasn't taken them long. The best way to learn is just go and sit down and soak it up.
You've got one major advantage this time in that your caucus is so huge that it's not like you're having to desperately negotiate with other parties to get their support, to get things over the line, and then make sure they actually vote the way you expect them to, right?
Yeah, well, that's sort of negotiation in terms of their support for particular pieces of legislation. It took a lot of people a lot of time to get through, and huge amounts of energy went into keeping that a smooth process. But from my perspective as a whip in the House, you know, we've got procedural motions that we want to get passed. So there was constant negotiation with the other two parties around that. So you're right to say that now with the numbers we've got, that makes that easier, but we'd be foolish not to continue conversations with other parties. You know, and I've got a good relationship with the National Whips, and we often are in communication around, look, you know, you would like this to finish at this point because one of your senior MPs might want to speak on the next bill. That's good as gold. We'll do your deal, but we would rather you didn't kick up a stink over this at this particular time. You know, and you can't do that if you don't have a good relationship with the other side.
Yeah, because mostly the House actually runs with a surprising efficiency based on the fact that everyone has kind of agreed how long things are going to take, right? Mm.
Well, it's very structured, of course, so different types of debates have different time limitations on it. But at the same time, as we saw with the recent Level 3 in Auckland, the only bills that were actually being discussed were bills that had unanimous support in the House. And so as good as that is, and as much as I would wish the public saw that more often... because it does happen quite a bit, eh, Barb? It's just not often shown in the media that much, unfortunately. But we just all sat down and said, right, you know, Greens, Māori Party, ACT, we'll make sure you guys get your speeches. But National and Labor don't need to do five speeches each on this. We all agree. And what's the point in all being here and holding people away from home when at the moment they just want to make sure everything's all good? Let's just cut a deal, couple of speeches each, get this out of the way and done. We needed to pass them. And you know, why keep people away from home when you don't have to?
That was Chief Government Whip Kieran McAnulty, and you also heard from Associate Whip Barbara Edmonds. You've been listening to The House. E te whakaronga koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament. Mā te wā.